Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak left a Kuala Lumpur courthouse after a high court judge approved his bail and told Najib to surrender his two diplomatic passports. Najib's lawyer has a positive outlook moving forward on this corruption case.
In short, I'm saying that we are confident that we've got a good defense.
Najib pleaded not guilty to four charges in the corruption case involving the 1MDB State Investment Fund. The criminal charges come 2 months after the scandal involving the indebted fund led to Najib's shock election defeat. The trial is set to start February 8th, pending a confirmation hearing. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the EU will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the U.S. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Merkel has told German lawmakers that it's worth every effort to try to defuse the trade conflict with Washington so that it doesn't turn into a real war, she says, while stressing the point that, of course, there are two sides to it. She added that the good functioning of the world economy depends on countries working together as partners. As well as imposing tariffs on EU steel and aluminium, the Trump administration is mulling over whether to include cars, trucks and auto parts, something that would be painful for Germany with its major auto industry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Thai official overseeing the rescue operation of a soccer team trapped in a flooded cave says the boys and their coach may not all be extracted at the same time, depending on their health. Authorities are still determining the best way to get the team out of the cave, and some of those options include scuba diving. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Polish Judge Margozata Gerstow walked into the Supreme Court building on Wednesday morning, defying new legislation forcing her to retire as court president and putting the judiciary on a collision course with the government.
My presence here is not about politics, to make it clear. I'm here to protect the rule of law.
Under the new rules, which came into effect at midnight, up to a third of the Supreme Court judges could be forced to retire unless they are granted an extension by the president. Gerstow, who has been the president of the Supreme Court since 2014, believes the legislation is unconstitutional and cannot be implemented. British police say counterterrorism officers are working with local detectives after two people were sickened by an unknown substance in southwest England. Police say a man and a woman in their 40s were hospitalized after being found unconscious at a residential building 13 kilometers from where ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned with a nerve agent on March 4th. AP correspondent Matt Small reports that President Donald Trump pressed aides on possibly invading Venezuela.
Last August, during an Oval Office meeting, President Trump pushed aides on the possibility of invading Venezuela, stunning others, and then raising the option twice more with Latin American leaders, according to a U.S. official. The behind-the-scenes talks, along with belligerent comments from Trump, highlight the White House's focus on forcing Venezuela's president from power. Critics say it also underscores how Trump's America First foreign policy at times borders on being reckless.
That was AP's Matt Small. Russia says demands for Iran's complete withdrawal from Syria are unrealistic. Russia and Iran have provided crucial military support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces, helping them turn the tide in the civil war. The AP's Shirley Smith explains that as Americans celebrate Independence Day this July 4th, there's a new alternative to traditional televised celebrations.
Americans are marking Independence Day with parades, fireworks, and other traditional events. And that includes the country's longest-running live national July the 4th TV tradition, PBS's broadcast of music and fireworks from the U.S. Capitol's West Lawn. This year, though, it's facing new counter-programming, and it comes from the White House, which is hosting its own concert and view of the National Park Service's fireworks show. First Lady Melania Trump said in a statement the White House show would allow Americans to tune in from their homes and be part of the festivities. I'm Shirley Smith.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast. It's today's